Hi, I'm Jennifer Perry, your host of the Shiro Effect podcast, which is your guide to empowerment. And I'm so grateful that you found us. I started this podcast to invite you into conversations that are designed to help you live with more freedom and ease. I believe that when you reclaim your power and embrace your true potential, you become the Shiro of your own story, who can deal with relationship struggles, work challenges, and life's ups and downs with more ease and grace. Let's grow. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Shiro Effect podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Perry. I have transformed my personal hardships into a mission of empowerment, and now I want to help you do the same. Our podcast is meant to inspire you on your own journey to becoming the Shiro of your own story. To be sure that you don't miss any of our future episodes and our special guests, please hit the subscribe button and share the love by leaving us a review. And on today's show, we are going to be talking about abundance. We are going to be talking about how to move out of scarcity into abundance. And I just want to share with you that I lived in a scarcity mindset for a very, very long time in my life. So if you have experienced it or you find yourself still smack dab in the middle of it, I get you. I hear you. I was you. And I want to talk to you today about moving from a scarcity mindset into one of abundance. I want to just tell you that most people at some point of their life live with a scarcity mindset. And in certain parts of our world, the population really has a good reason to feel this way. There's a shortage of food, clean water, housing. Much of our scarcity thinking is driven by advertisers and the media in general. We are encouraged to consume and to achieve more and more and more. Even when we have enough, we're told maybe you should buy a better car, you should buy better clothes, or have a higher income to be successful and impress other people. It's no wonder we feel like there isn't enough for everyone. So I want to talk to you about moving your mindset from one of scarcity to one of abundance. And I want to share with you some strategies that I use with my clients, that I've used with myself, just to kind of help you make that shift. Now, it's not going to be something that happens overnight. I can tell you, having been married and then divorced and then thrown into single motherhood pretty quickly, where I had to essentially work three jobs, take care of my children, try to recover at the same time, try to start healing myself. I lived in a state of scarcity for years because I really just didn't know when the shoe was going to drop. I was lucky that we were able to get by. There were days that my children ate, I didn't. There were days I was wondering if, you know, I paid them, you know, the rent that month, was I going to be able to afford it the next month? So I lived in that for a very long time. And I think what really helped me was making sure that I knew that this wasn't going to be a forever thing. This was going to be something that I was going to just have to figure out. And I knew that it was going to be hopefully just a hiccup in my life or a speed bump in my life, that I would finally be able to feel a level of financial security and abundance in my life. But it did take some time. Those people that have a scarcity mindset tend to have a very short-term perspective. If you regularly find yourself only concerned with entertaining yourself as much as possible each moment, you might have a scarcity mindset. The utilization of resources right now prevents them from being taken away later. Overeating and overspending can be symptoms of a scarcity mindset. Better eat it now or better spend it now before it's gone is a very poor way to view the world. So try not to be so short-term focused. I mean, I know I talk a lot about living in a present moment mindset, making sure that you aren't worried about what happened yesterday and you're not so worried about what's happening in the future, but that's different than living in a thing of scarcity. That's different than saying, oh, I got to spend all my money now because, you know, hey, I'm not going to be around in the future to enjoy it, or I have to. That is just not a very healthy way to think. So try not to be so short-term perspective. I want you to feel like you can go out and accomplish anything, that you are unstoppable, that the only limit that you have in your life is you. So I don't want you to think while you're sitting in this moment, basking in having a little bit of extra, that that's going to be it. So try not to be so short-term focused. Number two, focus on what you already have. You might already have enough to be grateful and positive and have a very gratitude-filled mindset. It's also about as you're going through to step further into an abundant life or step into more success that you want for yourself, you have to also appreciate what you have when you have it. And a lot of people, I think, have a tendency to look forward and say, oh no, I want to have this car. I want to live in this house. I want to go to this on this vacation. I want to have this level of job. You're so focused on where you want to be. And that's fine. It's fine to have goals, but you need to also appreciate what you have. Be thankful for the things that you have every day and show gratitude even in the small things. I want you to understand that, you know, being thankful and focused on what it is and loving yourself and that moment in your life as you go through it is important. It's very important to grow through what we go through. It's the same thing as losing weight. I mean, I've talked about it before. Like, I've struggled with weight my entire life. If I had to focus on where I wanted to be all the time, if I knew, okay, I need to lose 50 pounds or I want to lose 50 pounds, but I didn't celebrate when I lost one or I lost two or I lost three or 10. If I didn't take a moment to celebrate that, I would put such pressure on myself to get to the end goal. And what happens when you do that? Sometimes you give up, right? It's why I feel as though resolutions don't work. I feel that you should set intentions, not resolutions. Focus on what you already have. You might already have enough to have a wonderful, positive, grateful, gratitude-filled mindset. When you see that you have enough, you won't be worried about losing it. You have plenty. Number three, avoid people that complain a lot. Complainers have a scarcity mindset. You're more susceptible to the mindset of others than you think. We talked about a couple, I think it was last episode, about how to be a positive influence on negative people. Complainers are really hard to be around, and they really don't do good for your mindset, your energy. So find positive people to include in your social circle. There are so many people in the world. Why spend time with those that make your life feel harder? Number four, focus on what you can have in the future. Number four, spend some time thinking and visualizing what you want in the future, the goals that you set for yourself. Instead of worrying about what you might lose, spend time thinking about what you can gain in the future. Switch that perspective. Look forward to the future rather than fearing it. Visualize an exciting future. Develop positive feelings about the future. Isn't that the foundation of an abundance mindset? I can tell you that now I spend a lot of time thinking and realizing that I get to enjoy or have or go and do. I get to do the things that I used to pray about, that I used to pray would happen in my life. And here they are. They're here. I believe through prayer and guidance and also manifesting the things that I want and visualizing them, I believe that we can step into that life when we finally feel that we are deserving of it, we are confident we can go get it, and that we surround ourselves with the right people, the right energy. And, you know, I'm also somebody who believes it's in God's will for us to have and do certain things in our life. So I think that there is, for me, an intersection of that in my own life. I visualize a lot. I visualize when I was in a wheelchair walking again. You know, I visualize and manifested the house that I live in. And I think it's important to spend some time thinking about what the future holds for you. Don't fear it. Be excited about it. I don't know what the future holds for me. I've had a very blessed life. I have had a very accomplished career, but I am so excited about what the future holds. I'm so excited about the people that I get to surround myself with, the people that I get to help, the people that I get to encourage and empower. That's exciting for me. I don't fear my future. I'm ready to walk into it full force. Number five, avoid wasting time. By taking part in frivolous activities, you waste your most valuable resource, which is your time. Value your time and you'll have more of it. You also might want to keep a journal. Keep it positive. List the things in your life that make you feel grateful. Be sure to mention all the people in your life. You probably have a home, a job, a car, family, friends, and so on. That's a good start to a wonderful life. And it's also about finding the gratitude every single day, no matter how small it is. I can honestly tell you I talk about what I went through a couple years ago a lot because it profoundly changed my life. And it also made me realize when I was sitting in a wheelchair, all of the things in my life that I took for granted. I took for granted my ability to walk. I took for granted my ability to pick up a toothbrush and scrub my teeth or brush my hair or put makeup on or pick up a fork or use a pen or use my fingers to text message. I took for granted all of those things. So every single day, I start my day being so grateful for my ability to put my feet on the floor, to stand up, to take a step, to go brush my teeth, for the water that I shower with, for the coffee that I get to have, for the beautiful view that I have. Like, I am so grateful for everything in my life. And my attitude is one that is just overflowing with gratitude. And I hope that you can develop that attitude as well. I hope that you don't have to go through something like I went through to kind of smack you back into line and like, hey, listen, don't take this life for granted. Don't take your time for granted. Don't take your relationships for granted. That's something that happened for me. So listing and journaling, I journal, I put notes on my phone. I know all the time that I am grateful for so many things in my life and so many people in my life, and I don't take it for granted. So keeping a journal of the things that you're grateful for, fill it with positive things. If you have a negative thought that's coming in, try to rewrite it and write down that positive thought or that positive message in your journal, in your notes on your phone. However, just keep track of the things that are positive in your life and then get organized. Getting organized can greatly hasten your move from a scarcity mindset to an abundant one. Organize your closet, organize your garage, organize your attic. You'll be surprised by how many things that you own. For people that say, I don't have anything, I don't have anything to my name, I don't know. Let me tell you, when you start cleaning out your house, you're going to be going, I own so much stuff. It's time for me to go to Goodwill, have a yard sale or whatever else. Getting organized will free up more of your time. When you realize that you have more things and time than you thought, you're likely going to think more abundantly. And be generous. Convince yourself that there is enough for everyone by sharing what you have. The more you're willing to share, the more others are willing to share with you. And that doesn't mean you have to share finances. So if you're listening and you're going, well, geez, you know, I'm really struggling and I'm living paycheck to paycheck and I want to step into a life of abundance, but I don't have any money to give people. That's okay. Share your time. Share a glass of water with someone. Sit down and have a conversation. Reach out and have a phone call. Just be giving of yourself. People want that human connectivity. We had so much of it ripped away with COVID. I even think now, like I know friends who are still really, it's really hard for them to be around other people. They're afraid. They're afraid of getting sick. They're afraid of kind of reintroducing themselves into, you know, the world or the environment. There's a lot of things in our world to be scared about. And, you know, sitting down and having a conversation with somebody, picking up the phone and just saying, hey, listen, you've been on my mind. I just wanted to reach out, let you know I was thinking of you. Just be generous. Doesn't have to be a financial way that you're being generous. One of the primary steps to having more is believing that there is enough in this world for everyone. When you have a scarcity mindset, you can become defensive and protective. You also create the false belief that everything will be a greater challenge than it is. When you imagine that something is difficult, you're more likely to procrastinate or discourage yourself altogether. Now, an abundance mindset isn't going to magically place a brand new car or into your garage or a few zeros to your bank account. However, an abundance mindset will allow you to enthusiastically take the necessary steps to make these types of changes in your life. Abundance is about more than just money. Some people equate financial success with abundance. Now, having enough money is a significant part of abundance, but there's so much more to it than that. Abundance is a mindset and a belief system. It's a way of viewing the world, the people in it, and how you view yourself. It's making the decision to believe that the universe will provide as long as you hold up your end of the bargain. You can be wealthy and be alone. You can have money and be in poor health. You can be financially successful and incredibly miserable. You could be the wealthiest person in the world and still not experience true abundance. Abundance is an attitude. Money is money, but abundance is a mindset. And it's a decision to believe that you can have whatever you need in the quantities that you need it. And it's the belief that there is always enough. So as we wrap up today, I'm going to come back on and talk more about abundance being more than just a mindset in one of the next episodes. But I wanted to just come on today just to challenge you to start thinking differently, to start looking at the areas of life that you are experiencing scarcity and try to move forward towards abundance. It will significantly change your life. So as I always do, I'm going to wrap up today with an affirmation. And today's affirmation is, I am grateful for the abundance that I experience daily. I am filled with the joy of gratitude for all that I have. I am blessed to have such abundance in my life. I take time each day to count my many blessings. I am fortunate to enjoy good health, wealth, and happiness. I deserve these things because I act daily to cultivate them. I make my health, my relationships, my finances, and my happiness priorities. My friends and family are another source of abundance. I am the recipient of great love, respect, and admiration. The people in my life are constant reminders of my value to the world, and I am innately important and valuable. Whatever I require, I am provided. All the resources I require to live an exciting and fruitful life are all around me. My biggest task is to identify the resources I need and keep my eyes open. Whatever I need is sure to be found quickly and easily, and I know what I need, and I know how to get it. Today, I give thanks for all that I have. The bounty of the world is mine to enjoy and use as necessary. I am grateful for the abundance that I experience daily. And here are three questions for you when you sit in self-reflection this week. Number one, what do I have in my life that fills me with feelings of gratitude? Number two, how can I be more open to receiving abundance in my life? And number three, how have I impeded receiving abundance? Today, as we wrap up this episode, I just want to ask you a couple of questions. Are you living a fulfilled life? Are you confident that you are doing exactly what you are called to do? Do you feel that there is more out there that is meant for you? It's time to embrace your purpose after years of serving others and cheering on those around you. You don't know how to do that? Well, that's why I'm here. I'm here to help you write the blueprint for your life. So go to jenniferperry.com/blueprint to connect with me and to get started on living the life that is waiting for you. Until next time, live empowered, my Shiros. I'll be back again soon. And that's a wrap on today's episode. You've laughed, you've learned, and most importantly, you've grown. Thanks for tuning in to The Shiro Effect, your go-to destination for empowerment and growth. Remember, you have the power to shape your destiny. Keep chasing the light, embracing your extraordinary, and spreading those empowered wings. Dive deeper into our community at jenniferperry.com. Until next time, keep shining, keep soaring, and transform your world one epic moment at a time. This is Jennifer Perry, reminding you that your journey is limitless and your potential boundless. Until next time,